Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we're still talking, of course, about the war in the Middle East. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page is covering President Catherine Connolly's speech, which is putting Micheál Martin under pressure, it would seem, as he heads off to the White House. Ministers apparently are now concerned that Donald Trump could cancel the Taoiseach's trip, which is on next week, to the White House over controversial comments made by Catherine Connolly. So Catherine Connolly over the weekend made a speech saying that the ongoing missile attacks in the Middle East are deliberate assaults on international law. Now, one minister has told the Irish Daily Mail that the statement is hugely problematic in so many ways, but mostly in its timing. It will still be live and sensitive when the Taoiseach goes to the Oval Office. That story is also the front of the Irish Times today as well. Comments on violence in the Middle East by the President are expected to increase pressure on the government in advance of the St. Patrick's Day visit by Taoiseach Micheál Martin to the Oval Office in Washington. Of course, all of this is assuming that Donald Trump has heard the speech by Catherine Connolly, but I'm sure some of his team have. So it'll make it kind of difficult for embassy officials who, I know people think that it's a given that we go to the White House every year, but there's a lot of work goes in by embassy officials to make it happen. And it starts months in advance in order to get the official invites, which I think probably only land this week. But anyway, in a statement to mark International Women's Day yesterday, President Catherine Connolly warned that catastrophic consequences of violating the UN Charter could not be ignored, and the violations of international law we are witnessing are shocking and numbing. Now, the President didn't actually name the US in the speech, but it's kind of implied when we're talking about what's going on in the Middle East at the moment. Irish Independent on the front page says that the government is going to face a showdown, is going to face down demands for cuts to motorway tolls to ease the impact of surging fuel prices. So they have no plans to cut fuel tax or tolls. Truck drivers want the M50 toll gone during this crisis, but the coalition is highly unlikely to yield to calls to suspend carbon tax on fuel. Now, fuel prices have gone up past the €2 mark in many parts of the country, including in Kildare. I've seen it's well over €2, but we're not going to cut fuel tax, it looks like. I did hear as well of someone who got a fill of home heating oil over the weekend, and normally the price is printed on the bill, but now they're going to send her the bill separately, so she actually doesn't know how much she's paying, and they weren't printing it. I also had a look at some websites for home heating oil over the weekend, and you can't get a quote. Now, they're saying the reason why you can't get a quote is they're so busy. Others may feel that it's because they don't want to publicise their prices. And oil in general has gone up 27% overnight. It's being described as an oil shock, but apparently we have no plans to cut our fuel tax. The Irish Sun, hiding in plain sight. Fugitives Daniel and Christy Kinahan are seen hiding in plain sight at an MMA event in Dubai. So the Sun says they were pictured in a VIP front row seat at the public fight. The pictures have emerged as a US government bounty of $5 million sits on each of their heads. So they're operating quite openly in Dubai, it would seem. The fight, by the way, was last year, not during the current war, but the pictures are emerging now. Irish Examiner tells us that parents are feeding their children's hot school meals to their dogs because there's a load of complaints about the quality of the food. So correspondence from parents seen by the Irish Examiner shows concerns about the hot school meals, some alleging that they're out of date, highly calorific, and a child being put at risk due to allergen mislabelling. And last month, Social Protection Minister Dara Cleary contended that a review found that at least a third of the hot school meals do not meet basic nutrition standards. So plenty of letters of complaints by parents. I remember I had a dietitian in studio here a while ago, and it was asked the expert, essentially, you could ask her whatever you wanted. All of the questions were about the hot school meal programme. So a lot of parents have questions about it. Also on the front of the Examiner, over 11,000 people saw their social welfare reduced last year for failing to engage with employment services. So it is happening. If you don't try and, you know, do some training or engage or try and get a job, your social welfare will be cut. And the final front page story is The Star, which tells us that transgender offender Barbie Kardashian has told of her move to a council house and her fears of being sent back to prison. Kardashian is now living in emergency accommodation in County Meath after 5 years in jail, and she says she is scared she is going to be charged over threatening to kill her parents. That's on the front of The Star. Inside the papers, this is such a lovely initiative. The Mail tells us that the voice of Micheál Ó Muirchertaigh is going to be used to help people with dementia. The treatment is called reminiscence therapy, and it uses sensory aids like music and photos to allow people living with Alzheimer's to recall and share experiences. And of course, Micheál Ó Muirchertaigh is such a memorable voice for so many years for so many people. So they're going to use his All-Ireland commentary between 1985 and 2010, so those with the condition and their families can revisit happy memories. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous idea. Also staying with the Mail, you might be tempted to mow the lawn, but the advice is you should wait until first cut Sunday before mowing your lawn. We did ours on Friday, so we're very bold, but cutting the grass before March 22nd risks causing excessive stress to gardens and means that if your grass is freshly chopped, it will be exposed to frost damage. This is according to lawn guru Michael Holden, who says it should be March 22nd that you do it. So nothing you can do if you've already cut it, I suppose, but you might hang on for another few days. Lovely as well in the Irish Independent, a young couple are leaving their jobs and their city life to become the new caretakers of the Great Blasket Island, despite having never visited before. Aisling Costello and Connor Jones are going to arrive on the island on April 1st, and their new home will have no hot water, there's no mobile phone coverage, or there's no Wi-Fi, and their only source of electricity is from a small wind power turbine. And yet it does actually sound quite relaxing indeed. Speaking of working, final story from the Times of London. Lots of people work from home, and there's a new thing called a soft off day, which I'd never heard of before, but influencers, who of course are very, very hardworking themselves, are advising their followers to do a soft off day, where you relax on company time while working from home. Get the laptop in the bed kind of idea. The viral trend tells burnt out office workers to log on and do the bare minimum, but make sure that their colleagues and their bosses don't suspect anything. So you're going to do work, but you're not really doing anything, but you're not taking time off, said an influencer called Jackie in a video on Instagram and TikTok, and she's got millions of views for it. So if you are working from home, maybe do a soft off day today. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.